My name is Peyton Zampiello. I am 15 years old. Today is December 1st, and I'm speaking with my grandma, who is named Annie Whittington, and we are recording this interview in Chantilly, Virginia. Okay, so, here's my name. Okay, tell me about your parents.
I grew up in Richmond, Virginia. My parents divorced when I was 8 years old, but they were both great people. My dad loved boxing on television. He loved dogs. He loved to just go outside and have fun. And he loved his two daughters. And my mother was also fun, but not as much as him. She was sad a lot. And she had a job that worked as a secretary. And she had to take care of two good girls by herself, which she did very nicely. And she was a nice person.
That's good. Where did you grow up, and what was your childhood like?
I grew up in Richmond, Virginia. We lived in the city. We lived in an apartment, and it was very nice. I had a lot of friends that I went all through school with, from grade school through high school. I liked to ride bikes and skate, roller skate, and play hopscotch. And I don't know, we were very mobile. We went all over the place. There was a park across the street that we loved to play.
What was your favorite extracurricular activity to do when you were younger? Like, outside of school, like how I do cheer. Like, what was your favorite thing to do?
My mother had a friend with a farm that I used to spend a lot of time with. And my very favorite thing was riding horses. They would pack me lunch and send me off. And her name was Annie.
Your horse?
The horse's name. And she and I had friends that lived nearby right on a river. And I would go play with them. And we would... They had a rope swing that we could swing on out into the river and then let go and swim back. And it was so much fun.
I love rope swings.
I do too.
Do you have any advice for growing older?
The most important thing is finding what you love and doing it. Follow your heart. Being with friends is so good, and it's important to choose your friends. And some of your friends will be your friends for your whole life. And that means so much to you to do that. But you must do the things that you love to do, like gymnastics.
Do you have any big regrets that you remember?
Not that I remember. I wasn't perfect. Probably when I went to Mary Washington College, but I only went for 2 years because I was supposed to be in a nursing program. And when I got into the nursing part, I didn't like it. And so I dropped out of school and went to work. And I do regret that. I regret that I didn't finish college.
I didn't know that.
No.
What was my mom like and her brothers, Uncle Dickie and Uncle Mark, like when they were growing up?
They were the joy of my life. They were pains in the neck sometimes, but to have two boys and then a girl, that was so much fun. We just had fun when the kids were little. We loved having going to. They played games some, but not like they do now. They don't have as much in the way of professional, of sports, active sports. But we enjoyed it when we went.
Do you remember any bad things that my mom did or her brothers?
You know, I really don't. You know, there are times when we got mad at each other, but I don't remember specific things.
Yeah, that's good. What was your favorite thing to do when you were younger?
To go out and just be with my friends. We had all kinds of things we did. But I also loved going to the farm to visit. They were a huge part of my life.
Animals were?
Animals and just those people and being on the farm. It was so different than living in the city. And the lady I stayed with, her name was Mrs. Loving, and she was like a second mother to me. And she loved to take me on trips. So we did a lot of traveling off and on when we could get away. But I got out and picked vegetables and helped her do everything in the farm. They had 8 people that came to have a heavy meal every day. In the middle of the day, she cooked for them. And I always helped her.
Since you lived in the city, how far away was the farm?
Only about 50 miles. I could take a bus and get there.
Oh.
So it took about an hour to get there, and they would meet me.
Would you go there a lot?
I went there and stayed most of the summer for years, 5 or 6 years.
Would your mom go with you?
No.
Just you?
Just me.
Would your sister
go? And
my
sister went, but we didn't go together. We usually went separate.
Oh. How'd you meet the people on the farm?
Mrs. Loving was a good friend of my mother's. They went to college together.
Oh. Okay. So, what were, like, the fun things around town to do when you were younger?
We used to go to the movies, have parties, like you do. We didn't have a lot of sports. Like, you know, just people didn't do sports then that much. Some. But I just liked whatever was going on.
What was your high school like, and do you keep in touch with any of your high school friends?
There's only one that I have kept with, that I went to school with since second grade. And her name is Barbara, and they live in Chicago now. So we haven't kept up as far as seeing them, but we write occasionally, send cards or call and talk to each other. But we double dated in high school. Bob and I, and she and the guy she married. So Bob and John were friends. Barbara and I were friends. And we had a lot of fun together in high school.
Who was your first boyfriend?
His name was Lee. And I dated him some. And then Bob moved to Richmond with his family and moved to the same high school where I was. And Lee introduced us. So I stopped dating Lee and I started dating Bob.
Did you break up with Lee because of Gumpy, Bob?
Yes. I mean, we weren't serious. We just kind of didn't date anymore. It wasn't like it was a big breakup or anything.
Oh. Did you have a lot of boyfriends?
I dated several people. There was another Bob that I dated that I liked. But nobody was ever serious with except Bob. And we didn't really get serious until after high school.
Did you date in college?
Yes.
What are things that inspire you?
People inspire me. People do wonderful things. Some of the people who live here have had the most interesting lives and have worked helping people. And that inspires me to want to do the same. It does.
Oh, I like that. What are you proudest of, and why does it make you feel proud?
I'm proudest of my children. It makes me feel proud because they've all turned out so good, and my grandchildren, all of them. And I like to think that I had a little something to do with that. That
yeah.
Maybe as their mother, I imparted something important to them. And as them as parents, I'm so proud of them as parents and all of my grandchildren. Maybe I've had a good influence on my grandchildren.
Yes, you have. When I was growing up, and when I was born, do you remember?
Oh, I remember it well. I broke my leg a month before you were born. And I was playing golf, and I fell off the golf course. She took a sharp turn, the driver, and I flew up and broke my leg. I laid on the golf course thinking, how am I going to go stay with Devin and Taylor? Because I was planning to come over to your house while you were in the hospital. And I couldn't, you know. But that broke my heart. I was so much more concerned about that than about my leg. I knew my leg would get okay. And it did.
I remember when you used to always come and stay with us when we were younger, and me, Taylor, and Devin would always get so excited.
Oh, it was so much fun. Do you remember coming to the house when we moved, and we had the big upstairs, and you all would come spend the night in that big bedroom?
In the big room. Yes, I loved
it. We would play upstairs in the hall, and had that all that room. That was great.
And you had the closet in the big room, yeah, and with like all the dolls and like the stickers that we would put on the walls.
And do you know now, when we had painted, they didn't paint the closet, and we've got to go back because those stickers are still on the wall with everybody's names.
We would spell out each of our names, yeah, and stick them on the wall.
That's what I wanted everybody to do.
Yeah.
But I forgot to go up there and take them off and have it painted before we left.
How has technology affected you?
Oh, I can't do it. It's way past me. I can use the phone and I can use the iPad, but I don't do much on them. I just do the basics, the emails and the text and the Facebook.
Facebook. What was one of your happiest memories?
I would have to say the birth of my children. Especially your mom, because she was my girl after two boys. Not that I wasn't thrilled to have them, but after two boys, I wanted a girl so bad. So that, I think that was probably my happiest memory that I can think of.
That's really good. Do you remember when you got married to Gumpy?
Oh, of course. We had a very small wedding. We were married at home, in my home. And we had a minister that came in. We had the house all decorated. It was just a few relatives and friends. My sister and her husband, the high school friend I talked about, she and her husband were there.
Barbara
and John. And Bob had some family, and we had my family. And it was lovely. It was really nice. And then we spent the night at a hotel, and his aunt stayed. His two aunts had come up from North Carolina, and they stayed in the same hotel. So the first morning of our marriage, we had breakfast with his two aunts. So it wasn't one of these real romantic things. But then we went to Nag's Head for a honeymoon.
Nag's Head, Outer Banks?
Yeah. And it was real, it was the end of May. And it was cold and windy. I remember, I think we've got some old pictures of us on the beach. Shivering, you know, you could see. It was so cold, but we were determined to go on the beach. But there was, it's not like it is now. There was a few hotels there.
Oh, it's like a big place now.
Some houses, but nothing like it is now. There's no resemblance to it. The hotel we stayed in was torn down years ago. It was a small, like one-story hotel.
Oh, wow. It
was just a little place.
Have you ever stayed at, like, a bed and breakfast?
Yes. They're fun. They're nice. They're very nice.
Yeah, they seem nice.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's recording right here.
When we moved here, Mark's paralegal that works for him had a nephew who has a bed and breakfast out near Warrington. And he came over, and we gave him a lot of stuff because there was so much stuff we couldn't bring. And he was so much fun. He just had this great personality. He was like 27, full of energy, so appreciative of anything he was able to take because he wanted to enlarge his B&B. But we had so much fun with him. He was cute. We were lucky to have him.
What was your favorite book when you were younger, and what is your favorite book now?
I used to read all the time. I don't really remember from being real young, but my favorite book of all time was To Kill a Mockingbird, which is a very famous book. Someday you'll probably be.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
They made a movie of it years ago, but now they're doing a New York stage play.
Oh, a Broadway show?
Mm-hmm. They had a big thing on TV the other day about how they're going to make it.
What were your parents like when you were growing up?
They were really sweet people. They just didn't like each other. So they couldn't stay married. But they were very different. My father was a lot of fun. And he loved your mom and Dickie and Mark so much. He remarried. And the funny thing is, my mother's name was Dorothy. And he married another woman named Dorothy. But she was wonderful. We loved her. We loved them all. They were just great people.
When did he get remarried?
Probably 3 or 4 years after they had divorced. It was a while. But he worked with her. And so that's how they knew each other. She had never married before.
Oh.
She was super. And she had some brothers that were crazy. But funny crazy, you know, just, you never knew what was going to come out of their mouth.
Yeah. What was your favorite, like, time in life? Do you remember?
Probably in my 20s, when we were first married, and I had a job I really liked. I was an accountant.
For where?
In Richmond. For General Motors.
Oh.
I worked for General Motors for a lot of years. And Bob was in dental school. And Dickie was born in the, I forget which year, but it was in the 20s. But it was just a happy time. You know, busy time with him in school. But it was a good time. Before we moved up here.
Yeah. What was one of your biggest achievements?
My 3 children. And my 8 grandchildren. But I consider my children my greatest achievement in life. I really do.
I like that. When you were younger, did you do any types of sports?
No, we didn't have like ordinary sports when I was young. We just got out and played games, you know. Bikes. Oh, was that Tina?
Yeah.
Come on in, Tina. Oh no. And he's just been for a walk a little while ago.
No, it's because he was excited.
I know.
Hi, Aunt Tina.
Hey, Katie. How are you, sweetie?
Good. How are you? This is on the video. Okay. Do you have any, like, traditions that you do that you've done for, like, a long time?
Not that I don't think of. Not really.
Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life?
My sister is you know Jackie.
Right? Yeah.
Jackie. She's a very accomplished person. And she's an artist. And she does a lot of work for other people. And she's 87 years old. But she's full of life And yes, she's had a big influence on me.
Well,
I've admired her so much and loved her and had a wonderful relationship with her.
What important lessons did she teach you?
Patience, faith in God, family, importance of family. He's glad to see you, Tina.
He's happy to be home.
Oh, I'm happy to have him.
Good.
Thinking about future generations and knowing that they may, like, hear this video, is there any wisdom or advice you'd want to share with them?
Enjoy your life. Be happy. Find what you love and stay with it. And stay with people. Have good friends and keep them.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you?
No. I don't think so. No. No way.
No.
I had a lot of fun as a teenager, but I wouldn't even want to go back and relive them.
Has your life been different from what you imagined when you were a teenager?
Sure. You have no idea what to expect when you're young. Life takes different turns. So, I would say I never imagined the years like when Bob was in dental school were tough. I never imagined being able to live the life we've had. We've had a lot of good things. We've been able to have to travel and have wonderful friends. And I don't think you think about that much when you're a teenager.
When you were a teenager, did you have a job that you did?
No, not a paying job. When I went to college, I waited tables in college to help pay for the tuition. But I never had a job before that.
What happened, tell me about when Gumpy proposed to you. Like, where were you? Like, how did it happen?
We had dated for a long time. And we just kind of talked and decided we wanted to get married. It wasn't like he came with some big dramatic proposal. We just kind of talked about it and decided we'd like to get married. So that's all it was. He gave me a ring on Christmas Day.
Really?
Uh-huh. That's this ring. This diamond was the first.
The one in your necklace?
No, he gave me a ring. This was in a ring.
But you put it in a necklace.
He gave me a new ring years later. And so I had this made into a necklace.
I love that necklace. Have you learned stuff from Gumpy?
Oh, sure. But you always learn from your spouse. You learn good things and sometimes not so good things. But you learn a lot. You learn how to get along. You learn how to ignore some things. And to take other things as very true. And you develop a love for each other that's deep and committed and very important in your life.
When you were growing up, what role did religion play in your life?
Well, I used to go to Sunday school every week and church. We were Baptist, and I went to summer camps. So I would say it played some part, but it wasn't a huge influence.
Did you ever have anyone that you knew in the military?
Well, Bob was in the military when he got married. He had another year. He enlisted and was in the Air Force for 4 years. And he was still in the Air Force when we got married.
Did you ever have to travel?
No, he was stationed in the dental corps. That's how he decided to be a dentist. And he was stationed in Hampton, which is down near Virginia Beach, if you know where that is.
Yes.
And that's where we lived for the first year we were married, while he finished his time in the Air Force.
What made you want to move back to here in Chantilly?
Well, we moved back to Richmond because he had not been to college. And so he went to college and dental school after we got married. And we had two babies. And I was pregnant with Lori when he finished dental school.
What made you want to move to Chantilly, or Gainesville?
Northern Virginia. Because setting up a dental practice is very expensive. And by the time he got out of school, we didn't have any money. So the dental people that worked with the students found him a dentist in Falls Church that would take him in as an associate. So we moved up here and he could go to work without having to spend the money to set up a practice. And he worked for him for 5 years.
Oh.
And then we moved to Vienna because he got moved into a dental office in Vienna.
Do you think that's why, like, Uncle Dickie wanted to become a dentist? Because of Gumpy?
I don't know. You have to become a dentist or almost anything because that's what you really want to do. I think he had a real interest in it because of Bob. But it had to be what he wanted to do. And it's like Devin talking about it now.
Mm-hmm.
He has to decide that it's what he really wants to do, to work in people's mouths all day.
Yeah.
Not everybody wants to do that. So, but yeah, of course you're influenced by your family. Oops.
Yes, of course. Let's see. What are your favorite holidays?
Probably Christmas.
Why?
I just love getting together with the family and having some kind of little gifts and I've always loved Christmas. I like the decorations. I like the festivities. I like everything about it.
When you were younger, did you have any animals?
We always had a dog. My father loved dogs. And we always had a black, a cocker spaniel. And his name was Bootsy. And when one died, he would get another one, and he would name it Bootsy. They had a big fence yard, so they could keep them in there. But that we probably had three different Bootsies.
I remember my mom would tell me how when she was younger, she had like this one of those huge fluffy white dogs.
A Samoyed Husky.
Yeah. It was Sasha.
She was so pretty. Her name was Tasha.
Tasha, yeah.
She was the sweetest dog. And she shed white hair all over the house. We had rollers on the kitchen chairs. And he would have to take the wheels off and clean the dog hair out. Because we had so much dog hair around that we'd get caught up in the wheels. That was the nicest dog. Has she ever showed you a picture of her?
No, she hasn't.
Oh, she was beautiful. She was really beautiful.
Our neighbors had a dog like that, though, and we would always see it, and she'd say it reminded her of her.
I think that's what, while we got it, because Lori had a friend who had one, a dog like that, and she loved it. And so I told Gumpy we were going to go out one day and look at puppies. And he said, yeah, I'm going to take my checkbook. And you fall in love with them. So, of course, we came home with Tasha. She was a puppy. They were so cute.
Did you ever have a cat or any other animal?
We did have a cat. We had one cat whose name was Bandit. And we had a collie at the time. And his name was Smokey. So when we got the cat, do you remember them hearing it? Did you ever hear of the old movie called Smokey and the Bandit?
I feel like I maybe
at
have.
At that time, it was popular. So we had Smokey the dog, and we named the cat Bandit. And he was funny.
The cat.
They were funny together. They liked each other.
I wish we had animals.
I know.
It's okay. We have Rocky.
That's right.
What was it like when you found out that you were going to be a mom?
Great excitement. I think that's always the reaction. Oh, we were so excited.
When you were, where would you go and do during the summers?
Well, a lot of times I went to visit my friend on the farm. I spent a lot of summers with them, and I loved it. That was my favorite place to go. Because my parents divorced, we didn't do much in the way of family vacations. And we didn't have a lot of money. So there was a beach we would go to a little bit, called Buckrow Beach. I think it's still there. It's near Virginia Beach. And they had like a carnival. And we would go down there occasionally. But most of the time, I just went to the farm. And so did my sister. But she went different times. They didn't want us both at the same time.
Why?
I don't know. I think they figured having one extra girl was enough. They had two sons. And we were good friends. But she was glad to have girls to help her with the cooking and in the house.
Yeah.
To do stuff like that.
Do you wish that you had a brother?
Yeah. I do. Oh, I've always wished it.
Where is it? What are you most, like, looking forward to in the next, like, couple years?
Being able to walk better. Getting over this accident that I had.
Yeah. You're doing really good with it.
Thank you. I'm coming. Oh. I'm looking forward to and hoping that Gumpy will be okay.
And come back.
Mm-hmm.
If you could change anything that you've done in your lifetime, would you?
Nothing jumps out at me. I'm pretty content with my life. I can't think of anything really major. I'm sure if I could remember more details, I would. But no, not really. I wouldn't. I feel like I've made good choices, and I don't think I would.
Where is that? This is, for one of your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass to them or what you would want them to know?
Well, it's like I've said, I think the important things are the people that you love and the things that you do that you love. I just think it's important to... And to stay out of trouble, it's important not to drink too much or drive recklessly, things like that. But I really think the most important thing in life is the people that you're with.
Do you have, that was like my last question, so do you have anything you just want to say?
You know what? He's sitting on the control.
Rocky is.
I couldn't figure how come I was moving.
To inject you.
How do you get it back down?
That's so funny.
I was so confused.
I thought, wait a minute, what's making this go? And then I realized the dog was sitting at this. Peyton, I don't know. I'm 81. I don't know how much longer I'll be on this earth. I'm just thankful for what I've had in my life. I can't think of anything I would change, really. We've had a good life.
That's good.
We had a lot of fun traveling. We used to go to the Caribbean every year. We had friends that we traveled with. And we had two friends from college that, sadly, the men have died now, but they were fraternity brothers of Bob. And they stayed as friends their whole life. And that's a treasure. You know, we raised our children together, and I wouldn't take anything for that. You know, I feel like that's a true blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for doing this interview with
me, Andy. You're welcome, sweetheart. I hope you're going to edit it, because we had some conversations. I don't mean that there's anything you wouldn't want them to say, but we're kind of unrelated.
Yeah, it's fine.
But I'm glad we got it done.
Okay.
Tina, sorry.